Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August the 12th. The grains closed mixed, with December corn up a penny and a quarter at 333. November beans down 2 1/4 cents at 981 and 3/4. And September wheat up 6 1/4 cents, closing at 422 and a half. Well, it looks like we had the most bearish report in corn history today. The market immediately broke 8 cents to the lows. And then, miracle of miracles, the market turned around and closed higher on the most bearish report I've seen in 40 years in the business. The number came out at 175.1 bushels to the acre. That was 7 bushels above the July estimate. I've never seen the USDA get so aggressive on a number this early. Corn production, 15.153 billion bushels. The bean estimate was up 2.2 over their last estimate at 48.9, giving us a bean crop of 40 billion 60 million beans. That's 4.060. Carryouts for next year, corn 2.4 billion, the beans 330, and the wheat 1.1 billion. It's hard to explain why this market came back. Maybe the funds are too short. I was hoping beyond hope that the report wouldn't be bearish and that we could close higher here today. Well, we closed higher here today, but we did it despite the fact that the report was so bearish, which I think is a pretty positive sign. Now, this is one day of action out here. The corn could not give you a key reversal. We missed by about a penny and a half. We needed to close over 334 and a half, so we missed it by a penny and a half, but it was still a contract low and a higher close, and considering, again, how bearish the number was, it wasn't bad. Does this mean the trade doesn't believe the report is that big? I think that's part of it. We're already hearing talk about this will be the biggest number of the year. I'm not so sure about that. But I think for whatever reason, something spooked the funds. When we didn't take out that 318 level, we only got down to 322 and a half. Looked like it ran out of a little bit of steam. And then we were able to come back again. Now, is it all funds? I don't know. I do know that anybody that sold corn today because it was a bearish report has got a problem. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to have a problem on Monday, but they got one tonight. I'm hoping, again, that we can see these higher closes, which we did in the corn and the wheat, and that propels the funds to come out of their short record short week contracts and heavily short the corn, get a rally here for the next 30 days or so, get corn, you know, 360, 370, somewhere in that range, and I think it's going to be a great selling opportunity before we get into the brunt of harvest here, because I still believe October, November, we're going to move this thing to new lows when it's all said and done, and then I think about the first of the year, we're going to get a pretty good buying opportunity out here. But it was great to see the corn and wheat close higher. The beans only two lower. Obviously, the funds are still long beans, so they bought corn, sold beans, bought wheat, and sold beans, but it wasn't that much. Certainly plenty of buyers down here. The exports are running wild. I think the carryout on the beans at 330 is too high. I think we're going to see that move lower. I think their world numbers are going to eventually start coming down in the beans as well. So I didn't see anything particularly that bearish in the beans, nothing that we really didn't expect. I think it was just a matter of fund activity here today. So we'll see where we go from here. Let's hope we can have a higher close on Monday. If we have higher closes across the board on Monday, I think the funds are in some serious trouble here. Not necessary that they have to cover it. They've got a lot more money than I do, but I think it would be hard to justify how they could still be short if we close it higher on Monday. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.